Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah. I am your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is Alyssa Narvez Ministries. And I thank God for you on today. I thank God because God is a healer. God knows all about the things that we're going through, and God definitely can make things happen for us, amen? And so I'm so excited to be before you on today. You know, I am starting a series on Friday night at 7 p.m., amen, and we are going to be learning about Jesus, even Armageddon, amen. We started off with the teaching on the series of Revelations, amen, but now we're going into, hallelujah, God, financial mark of the beast, amen, and we will be digging very deep, amen, into, hallelujah, God, what thus saith God in regards to that season. Amen. We'll be revealing some things. Hallelujah, God. Christ will be revealing some things. Amen. Where is the new world order in this day and age? Amen. What are the signs that we should be looking for? Hallelujah. So join me on Friday night at 7 p.m. Boy, are we going to have an exciting time in the Lord. I feel that that time spent together will also be prophetic. Amen. Amen. We do have a CD that is available. Amen. It's called Revelations. Amen. Understanding Revelations. Amen. It is volume 1-6. This is a 6-series set volume. Amen. Where there are 6 CDs. Amen. You've got to get the CD. Amen. AlyssaNarvez.com. You've got to get the set. Get that on today. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Let's go into the Word of God on today. Amen. God has prepared something special for you on a day. Amen. We will be ministering from the book of Samuel. Oh, Basha Tassana, God. Who was Samuel? Hallelujah, God. Samuel was a man with a pure anointing on him. Hallelujah, God. Jesus, one of the first prophets and many major prophets. Amen. One of the many major prophets. Hallelujah, God. Jesus, that had an anointing. That was able, hallelujah, God, to anoint others for the servitude of God. Amen. We're going to 1 Samuel, hallelujah, God, and we're going to go to, let's see here, we have here the 16th chapter, amen, and we're going to be reading about the 16th chapter, hallelujah, First Samuel 16, chapter 16, verse 1, hallelujah, God, Jesus, and then we're going to drop down and read the 5th through the 15th verses. Hallelujah, God, Jesus. Let us go for a ride on a day. Hallelujah. I've got my King James Bible here. Amen. This is the Bible that I do prefer. Amen. But please read along with me as we read what thus saith the Lord. And the Bible says in, hallelujah, God, 1 Samuel 16. Amen. It says, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Dropping down to verse 5, goes to read, and he said, peaceably I have come to sacrifice unto the Lord. This is Samuel speaking to the people. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Verse 8 goes to read, then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither have the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shemaiah to pass by, and he said, neither have the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord have not chosen thee. Hallelujah, God. Have you ever been in a party of your life where you felt as though, hallelujah, God, you may not have been chosen of God? The Bible goes on to read, it says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he cometh. And he sent and brought him in, and now he was ruddy. Now listen what God says about this man. He was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Excuse me. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Stay with me. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit of the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Hallelujah. May God have a blessing into the reading of his word. And dear Heavenly Father, we just lift you up even right now, God. We thank you for the word that you're going to send to your people, God. We thank you how you're going to move by a mighty way, oh, Father God. We thank you for being in the midst of the service and the broadcast on today, God. We thank you for moving by your glory, God. We thank you for sending out a word to your people, God, that will minister to the hearts and the minds of them, God. I pray for each and every individual listener and viewer out there in listening land, God, that they may take in a word that ministers to their heart and their mind, and that the thief may not steal it and hide the ministering woman behind your cross. Oh, hallelujah, God. The story goes to tell a story about a man named David. Who was this man named David? David was a man, the Bible says, that begins to show that was a person of individuality. The Bible said, no, it's not the others, but I want you to look to the other man. The Bible said that, hallelujah, David was a man that was different from amongst his people. And I believe that God wants to minister to you one day. That you are different amongst your brethren. Oh, hallelujah, God. What is individuality? Individuality is being different amongst a group of people. Where is your individuality on today? Well, I want to give you the definition of individuality. When I began to put this word together in my mind, God said, I want you to tell my people, what does it mean to be an individual? According to the hallelujah God Jesus, according to the dictionary, it is the quality or character of a particular person or thing that distinguishes themselves from others of the same kind, especially when strong marked. Oh, hallelujah, God Jesus. I feel all right on today. Why is that? Because the Bible said, how long Samuel, will you mourn over Saul, who I rejected? And God is saying on today, how long will you mourn over that
to. See, a lot of us are mourning still yet because God said no. See, a lot of us want to do some things, Obashatasana, that are outside of the scope of what God has designed for us, meaning that God has fashioned and formed us in a way in which he can use us for his service, whether we work in government or the church, whether we work in the schoolhouse or the outhouse, whether we are, hallelujah, God's tending to God's sheep, whatever it is that we do in life, we got to get into an order and alignment of accepting what God has for us. We got to get into an order and alignment of our own individuality. See, you are different, and I am different, but we're all God's people. So, Samuel, when will you stop mourning over that old thing? Man and woman of God out there, when are you going to stop mourning at the thing that God closed the door on? See, what you've got to understand is that God has some new things in order for you. When God told Samuel to go up to that place and find a man there that I'm going to send you to anoint. I'm going to anoint his head from the top to the bottom. And God has anointed you from the top to the bottom because there are some things in your life that God has to do through your life, for your life, and by your life. There are some things that God has to manifest through your life. Everybody is building their own legacy. See, I've got a legacy to tell, and God's got a legacy to tell through me, and you've got a legacy to tell as well, and God's got a legacy to tell through you. Hit me, Holy Ghost, because I feel God saying on today that it does not matter if you're tending to the sheep. See, David was a man that tended to the sheep, a job that nobody really wants to have, a job that nobody really wants to do. Who wants to run along with sheep? See, all of the action was not found with tending with the sheep, but all of the action was found down in the war zone. Oh, come on, God, and help us on today. All of the action may not be found where you are in your life. Oh, hallelujah, God. But if you would just hold on, your weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. If you would just hold on to what God is saying, if you would just hold on until God showed up, we found David was a man. He was tending God's sheep. And what you don't fail to understand is that even though David had the most boring job, the sheep still belong to God. And even though you have the most boring job, you may have the most boring job on your job. You may sit there and say, all I do is shuffle papers all day long. You may sit there and say, all I do is answer the phone and listen to other people's problems, listen to other people's issues. But my God, Jesus, there comes a time when God sends somebody along to anoint you to do what it is that you were called to do. See, David was a man that was called to do something, but there had to come a time when the anointing would manifest. Oh, David's live, and God sent me by to let you know on the day that your day is coming too. Somebody ought to pat themselves on the back and say, my time is right around the corner. I've got my own individuality. I've got my own job. I've got my own calling. And I don't have to chase after nobody else. I don't have to desire nobody else's gift. I don't have to desire nobody else's job. I don't even have to desire nobody else's husband or wife. Why? Because God has created me fearfully and wonderfully made. God has created me. You ought to tell yourself, God has created me. Yes, God has created you to be something different amongst the people that you're with, something unique amongst the people that you're with. Why? Because you were called the apple of his eye. Why? Because he handpicked you by the Holy Spirit. Somebody's going to catch on to this on today. And the Bible said that David was a man that had his own individuality because David looked different than everybody else. Oh, yes, you've got a different look. I've got a different look. We all got a different look. And we're all under the same umbrella of doing something great in the life of Jesus Christ. See, it's only Jesus Christ that can allow you to do that great thing. But God said that he creates a great work, and he finishes all that which he started. See, David was finished in God. There came a time in David's life where he had to lay down his body. The Bible said he got real cold, and they covered David up. But let's look at him. By the time that David went out and checked up out of here, David was a man that was chosen of God. Why is that? Because Samuel said, just sanctify yourself. And God is saying on today, just sanctify yourself. God is saying on today, to draw closer to him. Draw closer unto the water. The water, oh, the water. God is saying to draw closer unto the water. And what is this water? It's the Holy Ghost, which is living water that's inside of you. See, when you accepted God as your Savior in Jesus Christ, when you accepted him as your Redeemer, something went down on the inside of you, and it was called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gave you your individuality. The Holy Spirit gave you your separation. He said, sanctify me, Samuel. Oh, come on, Samuel. Samuel was a man that went by the anointing of God. Sanctify me, Samuel. Pick him out, Samuel. Oh, you ought to sanctify yourself before the presence of God. You ought to get into God's closet. Get into your secret place with God. Oh, call somebody. Sanctify me, Samuel. A man by the name of David. For I'm going to go down and I'm going to touch David. And I'm going to make him a leader of my people. For I'm going to go down and I'm going to touch your life, God is saying. And I'm going to make you a leader. A leader when they thought you would be a failure. A leader when they thought you would be a follower. A leader when they thought you would be a drug addict. A leader when they thought you would be an alcoholic. Somebody ought to say, I'm a leader. I'm a leader in Christ Jesus. Even if I leave my own house, as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. Even if my leadership starts there, I'm still a leader. Even if my leadership starts with serving God Jesus and setting the tone for all of my house. See, what you got to understand is I'm in front of this camera right now, and my face is confined because I can't move around a whole lot. But oh, when I get something better, when God blesses you with something better, the camera is going to follow me, and I can break out and be free. And when you draw close to God, he's going to send you something better where you can break out and be the man and woman that you truly are on today. He's got a better job for you. He's got a better life for you. He's got something better. Oh, come on and help me, God. He's got better love for you. He's got better joy for you. He's got better peace for you. He's got better understanding for you. He's got better finances for you. If you would just hold on to your own individuality, if you would just hold on to who God has made you to be, God has made you to be somebody like David, who everybody else will look to. I know they look down on David, the keeper of the sheep, or the lost sheep. But what they fail to realize is that while David was tending that sheep, the Bible said that the wolf tried to come in and he tried to break up David's sheep. And the Bible said that David killed all that sheep with the jawbone of an ass. Oh, come on and help me, God. And although I'm confined in this spot, somebody say I got four walls around me. This corner over here, that corner right there, a little bit behind me, and not very much up front. But when the time comes, I'll bust God, is that David had something inside of his heart that set him apart from the other people. And you've got something special in your heart that sets you aside from the other people. See, God created us in a way in which we have a certain level of faith. The Bible said every man is given a measure of faith. Oh, by Shatta, son of God. And my faith may be a little bit stronger than somebody else's faith, but God has given me the faith that I need to cast out the demons. See, it's not everybody's job to do that. Oh, come on and help me, God, on tonight. Oh, hallelujah, God. If the demon is resting and ruling inside of a person, they can cast it out themselves. They got to go where they can get help. And God is saying on today that you've got something special inside of you that makes up your own individuality. It designs who you are. For you were created in God's image and likeness. God is going to the basics on today. You got to know who you are in the spirit realm. You got to know what God calls you to. You got to know and understand that God has made you in the way in which he desires you. And you are a continuous work in Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Holy Spirit that searches your heart, he carves out all the iniquity. Oh, teach it, God, on a day. He carves out all the transgressions, all the things that don't represent God. This is why you got to keep walking with God. You got to stay right with God. I don't care if God hasn't showed up quite yet the way you desire him. He's going to always come on time. You got to stay there. Hold on. Hold on. I said hold on. You got to stay right with it. Don't move away. It's like when you're dancing, when you're going to the walk, you got to stay with your partner. You don't break free from your partner, but you stay right there. You got to dance in the love of God. You got to dance in the spirit of God. You got to dance in Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, Jesus. Samuel, stay with God, because he knew there was something that he had to do with God. See, he was commissioned to anoint David in what God needed David to be, which was the leader of his people. And the Bible said that the Lord, he had not chosen the other. The Lord, he did not choose the other. He didn't choose the other brother. First, the first brother came out. Then the second brother came out. And all the brothers came out. And he said, is this all that you have, man? Is this all that you have? For there is not these. And Jesse called Abinadab. Oh, hallelujah, God. And God didn't choose Abinadab. And Jesse called him Shammah. And God didn't choose Shammah. And he said, neither had the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made his seventh son pass before Samuel. See, what you got to understand is that when you don't walk in your own individuality, you got other people trying to steal your blessing. You got other people trying to steal your bachata, son of God. Your calling on today. You got other people trying to walk in your anointing. But if it had not been for the Lord, who was on your side, where would your anointing be? If it had not been for the Lord, who was on your side, where would your calling be? If it had not been for the Lord, who was on your side, where would your anointing be? I'm here to let you know today that even though I'm confined in this space, I came to let the enemy know that even though I'm confined in this space, I came to let the enemy know that even though you're confined in your space and you can't really break out and break free, oh, we come in because the kingdom of God suffered violence since the days of John the Baptist. But the violin, they will take it by force. You ought to take yours by force, because God is there. They lift up the banner against the standard of the devil. Don't let your brother or your sister come by and take your anointing. Stand in what God has told you to stand in. Even if you're taking care of the sheep, even though it may be small. Why? Because God never despise small beginnings. Oh, who said he is? And that's the word for you on today. Don't despise the small place you're in. Don't despise the small space that you're in. Because even though I'm confined in this little video box, with this little video, hallelujah, God, Jesus, video pulpit. The world can see me now. The world can see me now. And when the time comes, the world will see me walking and stomping, leaping and dancing, hollering and clapping. The world may see you now. And you may be in your little video space, under your little video pulpit, all confined. But the world can hear you. See, what you got to understand is though, even though you're not where you're supposed to be, you still got a voice. You still can speak to that thing. And you still can tell that thing, I will be somebody in Christ Jesus. You'll be able to speak to that thing and say that I'm the head and not the tail. You can speak to that thing and say, if God be for me, who can be against me? You can speak to that thing and say, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can speak to that thing and say, I am healed. Why? Because the Lord God, he healeth me. That's what the Bible say. You got to stand on the word of God and know what God is saying to you on today. Even if you're amongst the peers of your enemy, oh, never mind no man. Never mind no girl. Oh, come on and get some of Jesus. And the Bible said that he that did not choose them, neither did he choose thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are these all your children? And he said, there remaineth the youngest, and behold, he's the keeper of the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, bring them out here. Go fetch them. Go get them, because I want to see. Oh, Bashatasana. And the minute that Samuel laid his eyes upon David, God stepped in, and the Holy Ghost said, that's him right there. Anoint him. See, when everybody else thought they'd be like Cinderella, and they would be chosen, but there was only one person that the glass slipper passed in. I said there was only one person that the glass slipper was put on their foot, and there's only one person that my anointing can fit for, and that's for my foot. There's only one person that your calling can fit for, because God called you and man didn't. God anointed you before the foundations of the world, and there's only one person that your glass slipper can fit for, and that has your name on it. You gotta be like Mary and go get your blessing. Oh, it's your blessing. Are you going to stand by while you let other folk try on your glass slipper? All those seven sons, they tried to try on David's anointing, but God said that ain't it, and that ain't them. It's another man. It's another woman. Oh, come on and help me, God. And the Bible said he was a ruddy one, and he was beautiful and good to look on. See, what you got to understand? Rudiness, oh, by Shatta, son of God, of David is what set him out from amongst the other people. Now, imagine David was a man that he probably said stuff like, I'm red, I'm curly, I'm red, and I got all this hair. Oh, but I don't want to be like this. I want to be like my other seven brothers. They're real tall, and I'm just short. Oh, who can see me? Who can hear me? But when David got ready, they execute, taking his kingdom of God by force. And when you get ready, they execute, taking your kingdom of God by force. All you gotta do is stand up on that rock and get inside your hand and use it like David did. And said, I'm coming by to get my blessing, because how dare you defile the army of the true and living God? How is it that you dare defile the army of the true and living God? How do you defile the anointing that's on my life? How do you defile the calling that's on my life? How do you defile my individuality? It's my individuality. Never sit by and let the enemy take all that belongs to you. Why? Because you are fit and knitted and rooted in Jesus Christ. You are a joint heir to the throne. Oh, my God, son. The Bible said that Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. See, God will take the oil of your life And because you already have the Holy Ghost under the New Testament living inside of you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he's giving you a job to do. And what is your job that God has called you to do? Hallelujah, God, Jesus. That's God's question to you on that. What is the job that I've called you to do? Not what is the job that I've called Shirley to do. Not what is the job that I've called Mike to do. Not what is the job that I've called David to do. But what is the job that I've called you to do, man of God? What is the job that I've called you to do, woman of God? What is it that I've called you to do? And if you don't know what God has called you to do, you ought to go into prayer. Because prayer is the answer to know where God has called you to be. Everything starts with prayer. But you got something to work with. You got a heart. And as long as your heart is with the things of God, then nobody can hold you back. I don't care if you are a sinner. We've all been sinners. I've been a sinner before. I did everything that was under the sun. But there came a time in my life where I thought about, God, what is it that you want me to do? I want my life to mean something. I want my legacy to be recorded. And God said, I've anointed you to do great things in the earth. But when you do your great things, you got to reach back and grab those that need to do great things too. And God sent the preacher by to let you know today that I'm reaching through this here telephone. I'm reaching through this here camera. And I'm telling you, you've got some great things to do too. Why? Because God said, greater things shall you do. And the Spirit of God is upon your life. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. Listen, the message is very clear. Hallelujah, God, Jesus. You've got to walk in your own individuality. You've got to walk in who God called you to be. You've got to do that thing like they say. She did that thing. He did that thing. That's the word that's going around nowadays. And God is saying that you've got to do that thing. You've got to do what God called you to do in righteousness, in holiness, and in truth. Oh, I shall talk, Son of God. The Bible says that many fall short of the glory of God. God says that not all of us, hallelujah, God, Jesus, excuse me, will walk in where he wants us to be. We're going to fall. We're all going to fall. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to tell you about a book that God gave me, 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. Oh, Bashatak, Son of God. And in this book, God gave me stories, hallelujah, God, of people's lives. Thank you, God, Jesus. And in these people's lives, God talks about what he is calling them to. This is all that this book is about. It's about what he's calling them to and how they get there. You've got to get the book 30 Days of Dreams and Visions because God is calling his people to something. I don't care if you are a sinner, you still belong to God. God says that all spirits belong to him. It's just that you haven't made a choice and a decision yet. But God is calling you to something. What is he calling you to on a day? Get the book 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. I'm not up here just saying this to, hallelujah, God, to make the broadcast sound good, but I'm telling you this, hallelujah, God, that God has given me these dreams. Amen. An anointing like Daniel. Amen. To dream dreams that they know what they mean and get the interpretation. And this is what this is. If you don't know where you're going in life, there are a lot of people who are still trying to find themselves at 40 years old, at 50 years old, at 60 years old. And it's never too late. Get the book. The book will tell you how you get there. This is the time in which, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, if you don't know, hallelujah, you've been lost. You felt lost. Hallelujah, God. And you don't know how to get there. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. We serve a God that is waiting to help you. We serve a God that is looking to give you all the answers of your life. We serve a God, hallelujah, God, Jesus, that said the steps of a righteous man are ordered. God said he knows the plans that he has for you. They are to prosper and to not fail. If you feel as though you've been successful, but you failed at your plans in life, we all know what it's like, hallelujah, God, Jesus, to be successful. I've been successful in the corporate world, hallelujah, but still there was something missing. Oh, Bashatasana. Everybody has their own bucket list. And I felt as though I didn't know what my bucket list was. Some of you don't know what your bucket list is, even though you're walking in success. Oh, Bashatasana. some of you have not walked in success, and some of you are ready to throw in the towel and give up right now and say, nobody cares about my life. I'm ready to take it all, even right now. But the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar on a day, because there is something that God has purposed for your life. There is something that God has chosen for your life. Some people find it and some don't. A lot of people die and go on and they never really walked in what God called them to be in. But now is the time where you don't have to wait any longer. You can get in the right place with God even right now, and God will begin to fulfill your life with what your calling is. And you have your own individuality. So as we go to the throne of grace in prayer, please pray with me for the salvation of your soul, and so that you may know what God's plan is for your life. There are a lot of you back there who have not gone in the right path of God. Amen. Somewhere you got lost. Amen. You got lost. But I'll tell you like this. Hallelujah, God, Jesus. One day I was driving in my car, and I came up on this man that was crossing the street. He was jaywalking. And he walked right in front of my car. Hallelujah. And I had to have been going at least about 40 miles an hour. But I slowed down. And I could not believe that this man was walking in front of oncoming traffic. But when I got up on the man, he had his head held down and he had on a hood. And he was walking as if he was a zombie. And I said, look at that man. I told my daughter in the car, I said, look at that man. He didn't even see me. It's like he's in a zombie state. And this is what you are in when you do not accept Christ as your Savior, when you do not get into a place of prayer, when you do not trust and depend on God for your everyday need. You are like a zombie already. So my question to you today is, what do you have to lose? You don't have anything to lose, because you are already a walking zombie. Let's go to the throne of grace and prayer as we give it all to Jesus. Amen. You know the song that says, all to Jesus I surrender, all to thee I owe, all to thee I freely give. Hallelujah, God. This is where we're going even right now. Bow your head, amen, or close your eyes, or just lift up your holy hands with all believing. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of every sin and every iniquity. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would, hallelujah, God, Jesus. I hear God saying there's healing in the line even right now. I hear God saying that there's healing going forth through the camera even right now, because all we did was said, please forgive us. And this is what God looks for healing. He looks for surrender and repentance. And we've already just repented. So even though we just said, forgive us, God, I see God healing somebody even right now. God is saying that he's healing cancer and HIV. I hear God saying, I'm healing them of HIV even right now, daughter. Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us of every sin and every iniquity. We thank you for dying on the cross for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father God, Jesus, for rising from the grave, and you live on the right-hand side of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving us for our sins, Heavenly Father. We thank you for forgiving us for every transgression and every iniquity. Hallelujah, God. God said he's still healing. Oh, Bashatari Shatarasana Sikarahana, he Shatarobaya Sikarobaya, God. Oh, Sikarasana Sikarahana, he Sharobaya. You ought to worship God right there. Oh, Basharasana, God. God just healed HIV. Oh, Basharasana, God. We lift you up, Jesus. Oh, Bisharobaya, God. We thank you, God. Oh, Sikarasana, God. We magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, Basharobaya, God. We lift you up, Jesus. He said, tell him again, I just healed HIV. Oh, Basarasana God, Ishatarahana God. Oh, Sikarasana God, Ishatarobaya God. Oh, how we magnify the true and living King, because God has just healed your body. Hallelujah, God. Somebody out there has HIV. They had it, but they don't have it anymore. And God has just healed you. Oh, Shatarasana God, God. Oh, Bisharahana, he Shatarobaya. I thank God for you even on the day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now is the time, hallelujah, God, for you to sow that special seed. Amen. Hallelujah, God. The Bible says that there's a time to sow and there's a time to reap. Amen. And God desires that you would sow a seed. Hallelujah, God. God said it's better to give than receive. Hallelujah, God. I'm not talking about a tithe right now. I'm just talking about a seed. Hallelujah. It does not matter what you have available. Just sow something. $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever it is that you have that God places on your heart, he's saying to sow that seed even right now. Hallelujah, God. And for those of you who are desiring to sow your tithe, amen, please sow your tithe into this ministry. Go right to the website, AlyssaNarvez.com, and give your tithe and give that special offering. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and remember, you have your own individuality. Why? Because God has made you fearfully and wonderfully, and you've been made. I will see you the next time. May the grace of God be with you. Bye.